You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Chantal Marks is Head of Investment Research and Content at F&B Wealth and Investments. Chantal, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Let's start with financials. Boxer out with a trading update for the 20 weeks ended 19 July. The share price down 1.3% though. What stood out for you?
Well, we did see a slowing down in sales growth in this specific reporting period. And a lot of that had to do with price deflation. So even though we might be at the tills and we feel like everything is getting more expensive, a lot of these retailers are competing on price. And retailers like Boxer, with a heavy weighting towards maize and flour products, saw those commodity prices come under quite a bit of pressure, and they gave those savings back to their consumers. Mm. What was quite positive, though, was that volume growth was still very strong, which tells us that they are still managing to see that momentum move forward, though.
Maybe let's stay on that momentum, because Boxer increased its market share and they will be opening up more stores. Is this reflective of consumer sentiment?
Well, I think it's part of Boxer's broader strategy of increasing its footprint over time. I think what we've seen over the last few years is that discount and value retail really works in the South African setup. But if you think about it relative to overall retail, formal retail, even in that space, is still quite low relative to the informal sector. So that's really where this business, along with competitors like YouSave, will be setting their sights, really bringing formal retail to communities that have been kind of overlooked over the last 20, 30 years, and perhaps bringing them better savings and better deals in the process.
Just staying on retail before we move to Canal Plus, the Foschini Group down today, up tomorrow, that share price gaining 3.5%. How should we understand that move?
Well, the Foschini Group has been under pressure over the last couple of years. It's really a confluence of factors. So I think I'd start with the non-South African factors, which really is a very tough UK retail environment and a really tough Australian retail environment, because the Foschini Group operates in those geographies as well. And then on the South African front, you do have competition in the form of Chinese imports via Shein and Temu, really competing with them on the home front and on the clothing front. And then finally, you also are competing for share of wallet with gambling. It's online gambling has really picked up over the last few years. But I mean, the Foschini Group is trading as low as it has in a very, very long time. So the reason why the share price is bouncing up and down is because when the share price gets this low, investors are maybe nibbling a little bit and thinking that perhaps a recovery longer term could be on the cards and that this could be a really good entry point. And then on the flip side, you have people frustrated with having been invested in Foschini, perhaps looking to take profit as soon as that stock price starts bouncing a little bit.
Sure. I'd like to just explore online gambling, what you just mentioned now. Are we looking at, I don't know if why is actually a question, but are we finding that people are maybe trying to supplement their income with online gambling? What are some of the drivers of the high levels that we're seeing in the country, I guess? Do we know?
Yeah, well, I do think there's an element of gamification involved in online gambling. So the excitement, I think, around it is palpable, and you can get drawn into it pretty quickly, and then you kind of get trapped in that cycle, or you're trying to win back losses. We also have a very high unemployment rate in South Africa, so I think a lot of particularly younger individuals will look towards online gambling as a potential to make something more out of what they are actually able to extract out of this economy. And then it's very much unregulated to a certain extent. So we do have some regulation in terms of online gambling, but there are so many illegal sites involved as well, and they draw you in. So it's a confluence of factors, really, but something that I think from a societal perspective, we really need to address.
Fair enough. Let's take a look at Canal Plus. It would seem that in the 6 months ending June 30, the disposal of Showmax literally paid off.
Yeah, I think it would have had a small impact, though. I think broadly speaking, there were other drivers of a really solid result. I mean, the combination of MultiChoice and Canal Plus was always going to be quite complicated, but it seems as if it is gaining traction, and the synergy gains, the savings that they promised, is starting to come through. And what's also helped Canal Plus and MultiChoice during this period is really strong subscriber additions. Now, on the MultiChoice front, I am still a little bit, I'm not 100% convinced that those subscriber additions will necessarily be sticky, because we did have a very busy sporting calendar, and that could have complemented these numbers during this specific period. But I mean, MultiChoice is number one in sports in South Africa. They invest heavily in local content. We know South Africans love watching local. So there's still a lot to play for in this space. And I think that this result shows that MultiChoice and Canal Plus together seem to be moving in the right direction and executing on what they said they were going to execute on when they first decided to merge.
Fair enough. You've sort of answered my second question, because I was looking at this and I was thinking, now the trick is continuing this momentum, because we live in different times now, especially with the consumption of content.
Yeah, but I do think, I mean, South Africans, and I really think it's actually a global phenomenon. People love watching local stories. They like knowing the characters in a deeper way. So it's different consuming local content than it is consuming Hollywood content, for example. And I think what both these businesses do very well is that they r invest in the film industry, both in France, in the broader African continent, and as well as in South Africa. And as long as they keep doing that, I think that that competitive advantage is still there. And then they need to figure out how to compete with the streaming guys, and the streaming guys who have excellent platforms that they're working with. Because I mean, I'm sure that you've used the DStv Now app, and it just doesn't compete at this point in time. So maybe it's better in France for Canal Plus, but I think there's certainly more work to be done over here.
Definitely. What's driving the rand? In the positive, we are now trading 16.66 to the US dollar.
Yeah, so I do think that we've had a kind of a better day from an oil market perspective. Well, another good day from an oil market perspective, and that would have released some pressure in terms of trade concerns that the rand would have struggled with last week, for example. But broadly speaking, a weak US dollar is also having a positive impact. Going into the Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow, the expectation is still that they're going to keep rates on hold. And if you think about other central banks globally, most of them have hiked rates. Even though we had a surprise hold from the South African Reserve Bank, we're still ahead of the curve relative to the Fed, and that puts downward pressure on that US dollar.
Got you. Resources, risk off there. Thungela, Implats, Karoo, Glencore, Exxaro, Northam, Valterra, which is coming out with their update tomorrow, AngloGold all down today. How should we interpret this?
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting. I think the golds and the PGMs probably kind of getting sold off along with kind of a relaxation in terms of the overall geopolitical risk story that we are seeing playing out in the Middle East right now. I think it's too soon to call anything a trend or anything permanent. And then when we look at the rest of the broader complex, perhaps that route from the AI stocks also ultimately impacting some of the diversified miners as well. Because if you think about what actually drove Anglo's, BHP, Glencore over the last few months, it really was that exposure to copper, exposure to iron ore, and that in turn benefiting from the AI build out. And today, globally, we are seeing a lot of concern around that AI build out and the sustainability of the investments there.
Thank you so much, Chantel. Chantel Marks is Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.